Good afternoon, everybody. I'm here in studio with Emmanuel Doctor, and he is running in the 5th Plymouth District. This is a return to the race. Emmanuel ran before. He's thrown his hat into the ring again, just opening up that campaign again. The election is next year in 2022. Emmanuel, thanks so much for joining us again today.
Thanks so much for having me, Christine.
Well, you know, the 5th Plymouth District, some people are not even aware what district they live in. What is the 5th Plymouth District?
So the current 5th Plymouth is all of Rockland, all of Hanover, and all of Norwell. It might be changing. I know that some maps came out yesterday. It might be changing a little bit, but generally that's the district.
Okay, that's good to know. Now, you had your own specific issues last time that you ran, and then you've got, I think, some different issues this time. But for people that don't know you, I remember when we spoke a couple of years ago when you ran, you told me a little bit about your background, which is not typical, and I think it's interesting, and I think our listeners would like to know a little bit about where you come from and where you grew up and what your story is.
Oh, sure. Thanks. So it does really affect why I'm involved in civic government, in civic discourse. So when I was young, my dad passed, and my mom was a single mom, and I had 5 brothers, 6 kids, and she raised me by herself. And she worked 3 jobs. And so she was working all the time. She was doing everything she could. But still, we had a pretty humble upbringing. We were homeless at times. We absolutely relied on welfare, food stamps. But a large part of it was the community. A large part of it was our church, or our neighbors who were able to help out. Because of that, I joined the Marines. When I graduated from law school, I committed to helping out people who needed help. And when I moved to Hanover with my wife, Heidi, to raise our family there, I committed to getting involved. So I was on the advisory committee, I was on the master plan committee, and then I ran and was on the select board there as well before running last time for state rep.
Now, what about the issues this time? Do you think this is a different kind of a campaign with different issues? And what are the issues that you're running on? If you say that there's maybe 3 big things that you want people to know about your campaign for this seat, what would those be?
Yeah, I think it's definitely different issues. So the first time I ran, it was because I was serving on the select board in Hanover, and I really felt that we could get better representation. I felt that I could help in that position, and it was very much focused on what I could do at the state house, what I could bring back, how I could help people in constituent services. I'm running for a little bit of a different reason this time. Certainly, I still want to make sure that we provide excellent constituent services. I want to make sure that we address the issues we have here locally, especially the issue with the fireworks site in Hanover, and water really throughout the district, throughout the region. Mm-hmm. The PFAS issue that we have, water quality issues out. But the main reason I'm running this time is that our society is completely broken right now, and we all know it. We all know the friends that we used to sit around a fire with and hang out, and we disagreed a little bit about maybe some politics or some, but we still were friends and we can hang out. We don't have that anymore. People hate each other. People hate each other nonstop. They're fighting about everything and anything. The biggest challenge that I see right now is that the leaders in our community who should be standing up and calming the situation down aren't. Either they're doing nothing, or frankly, they're inflaming the situation and making it worse. So the main issue that I see right now is this complete break that we have, this discourse that we're falling apart. I want to bring people together. I want to focus on the community. Once we do that, once we develop some trust in our community again, then we can start focusing on the big issues, the climate crisis. We can focus on what's happening in our environment. We can focus on making sure that our kids have a great education, that they're safe, that our water is safe to drink, all of those kinds of things.
Now, what would you do? You say you want to bring people together. Give me an example of what you have been working towards or what you would do to get people to start listening to each other and not hating each other.
Sure. So after the last race, which was pretty close, I really sat back and tried to see how I can help, you know, where I can make a difference. I become very active in my local Democratic Town Committee in Hanover. And what I found is that when I was talking to people about joining that group or getting involved, a lot of people locally were pushing back. And they said, you know, I might agree with you on values, but I just don't want to get involved in politics. And I'll put politics in quotes because mm-hmm. that's how they see it. It's a very negative process. So what I've been doing with this group is because I view politics not just as this gamesmanship trying to win. I view it really as community service. I view it as us helping each other from the grassroots up instead of from national down. So we in Hanover have been putting in place a monthly day of service where our group gets together every month and tries to do something big to help the community. Just this last month, in September, we did a big event with the food pantry. They were in a smaller location. We moved them over to a larger location, helped a lot with manpower with the move, helped get donations for some of the furniture and move that in, and then went and did a big donation as a group of a truckload of food. And it's just a great feeling. It's a great feeling when you're helping your neighbors and you're not fighting about things. Coming up this Saturday, we have a trail cleanup in Hanover. Next month after that, we're going to be doing a jacket drive and then a toy drive and then a food drive. I think the more that we can as a community get together and show our values through our actions and show that we care about each other, that's how you're going to build that trust.
If you can be remembered, let's say you get elected to this office and are the state rep for the 5th Plymouth District, and let's say you serve, what would the one thing that you would like to be remembered for that you got done in that office?
I think at this moment in time, what I'm looking at is if I can be successful in bringing our community together, that's absolutely my main focus.
Okay.
Bringing our community together, and so we could stop fighting as much as we are. We have a lot of specific issues. Like I mentioned the water. Certainly we have traffic issues mm-hmm. in the South Shore commuting into Boston, a number of different issues. When I get into office, I absolutely want to provide high-level constituent services. I want to be open to the constituents. Anyone who has an issue, I want to be there to speak with them, whether they agree with me or not. I mean, I think the role of government really is to help other people. It's not about yourself. It's not mm-hmm. trying to convince everyone that you're right. It's listening to them and then fighting for them.
Okay, here's the crabby old reporter question that I'm announcing now. I'm going to ask every candidate that we have on here that runs for office. Social media and being accessible to constituents and the press. A very disturbing trend that we're seeing is people just post stuff. Whether they're running for office, you can't find phone numbers. You have to chase them on Facebook to get a comment from them. Some people are still afraid to talk, and I can't understand why they're running for office when they're not accessible to the public. And even afterwards, sometimes we've had candidates that have either won or lost elections. Well, can we get a comment? Well, I posted on Facebook. That's not real. That's not talking to people. And I just want to know what your thoughts are on that, because we're going to ask every candidate that question. How will you be accessible to the media and to your constituents?
Thank you for that. So, you know, I'd push back a little bit on social media and Facebook not being real. I remember 5 years ago when I ran for the select board, a lot of people made fun of me for being active on social media, responding to everyone's question. But I started noticing that when I went to just backyard get-togethers, I'd meet someone who I'd never met before. Mm-hmm. They'd come up to me and they say, you know, Emmanuel, oh, you're that guy on Facebook. Thank you so much for keeping us engaged. Thanks for engaging with people. People would put questions on there, make comments that maybe weren't always the kindest comments, but I'd always engage with
mm-hmm,
them.
Mm-hmm.
But outside of social media, I think that's really an important thing, is to go outside of social media. You can have that as part of your communications, but I put my cell phone out there for everybody. I put my email address out there. And one thing that my wife always makes fun of me for is that I will get coffee with anyone, with absolutely anyone. I had people calling me up saying, again, very unkind things, but I would go and I would sit down with them. I had a coffee. And I can tell you that to a person, every single person I had coffee with, at the end of the day, we left that coffee as friends.
Do you think that was because you were in person and not talking back and forth on Facebook?
I think absolutely.
Okay, I made my point. If people want to find out more about you, your candidacy, do you have a Facebook page and a website and or communication?
I do.
Tell
I do.
Tell me what they are.
Facebook page, website, all of the other social. It's all Vote Doctor, VOTE. And then my last name, which is DOCKTR. So website is votedoctor.com, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
And spell your last name again.
And my last name is Doc, like a dock on the water, and then Ter. So it's DOCKTER.
Well, we're going to put this interview up online, too, and we appreciate you joining us again. That's Emmanuel Doctor. He's a candidate, Democrat, for the 5th Plymouth District. We'll be talking again. One more thing you wanted to add.
Yeah, I just want to add, in addition to all that, ways to contact me, we also have a kickoff tomorrow. It's at Burke's Ale Works in Hanover. It's at 200 Webster Street. Come one, come all. It's starting at 6 p.m., and we have trivia lined up afterwards, so I hope to see you there.
That's terrific. Again, thank you very much, Emmanuel Doctor.